down there?
Yes. CNE. Well, how about scrubbing elephants? And your shorts and your bowler hat. The smell of an elephant stays with you for about a day and a half. Doesn't matter what you do. You can scrub and get out your Brillo pads. It doesn't work. You're just going to smell of elephant. And what else? Oh, yes, at the sportsman show.
Oh, yes.
Log rolling. This was after all of the seals had done their act, which included leaving stuff at the bottom of the pool. We'd log roll in our bare feet and then fall off and squish into that stuff. So many wonderful.
Oh, yeah. It's like that old saying, what and leave show business, right, Bob?
Yeah.
Bob, tell us some of those chimp stories. There's a cute story. Didn't we watch one of the chimps sort of grow out of childhood into adolescence?
Well, we only had one chimp. He was Chatter, the chum chimp.
That's right.
And he was owned by a guy named Murray Hill from Chicago, who would bring him up every year for the CNE. And Murray and Chatter, as so often masters and pets do, began to look like each other and walk like each other. And Chatter was there. We had the chumming birds at the time, whacking our guitars and singing off-key. And, of course, we had the chum chicks out on the back of the trailer, too, at the exhibition. And Chatter was there with his little ukulele. And, by God, it was Lorna Anderson. She was the sort of den mother of the chicks. And she came out, and they looked gorgeous. They had their cheerleader costumes on, their tight little T-shirts. And we were all out there playing, singing, and Chatter looked up at Lorna, put his ukulele down, and reached up and grabbed her by the, he just grabbed her breast. That's the only way to put it.
Oh, man.
His master took him off the stage and into the trailer and spanked him. Didn't do any good, though.
But she also enjoyed
the next day.
Yeah, we actually, Lorna's going to be on. I'm just looking to see. She's going to be on between 1 and 2
this
afternoon.
Yep.
So we'll see you then.
By the way, Bobby Curtola says hello, Bob.
Oh, that's great. I haven't seen Bobby for a long time. Hi, Bobby.
Anyway, it's just a pleasure having you on the air. Thank you for taking the time. And we'll see you soon.
Yeah, it's great, Bob.
Take care. Bob McAdory.
Hi, I'm Paul Godfrey, President and CEO of the Toronto Blue Jays. I've been listening to Chum for years and years, in fact, too many years to admit, and I remember as a teenager listening to every week, waiting for the top 50 hits to come out and listening to all those tunes. I also remember a guy by the name of Bob Lane. Bob Lane and I went to school. He had a different last name then, but for radio purposes, it had to be Bob Lane. And I remember what a great hit he was, because he would come to our high school, Bathurst Heights Collegiate, which we both went to, and he was the guy that was on the radio. He was on Chum. He was the all-night guy, and boy, was he ever popular there, and he was a great guy, and everybody really liked him. And I remember most of all the week that he spent on the top of a flagpole in Lawrence Plaza, and everyone went down there to see him and looked up, and there he was broadcasting all night long on Chum 1050.
1050 Chum forever.
Radio Network presents the national news, coast to coast in Canada.
I'm Paul Cross at Chum Toronto. Reports today from CJCH Halifax, Oldies 990 Montreal, 1290 Starlight Winnipeg, and Chum Toronto.
I'm Michael O'Brien at CFRA, Ottawa. Our top story, it's not just North Battleford. There are widespread fears about the drinking water across the land. Details of this and other stories in just a moment.
The Chum Radio Network National News is brought to you by Planters Peanuts.
Hello?
Hi, Jill. What are you doing?
I'm going nuts.
Aren't we all? Registering the kids for soccer and summer camp, the endless snowstorm.
No, I'm really going nuts. I'm sprinkling Planters flavored nuts and their new roasted sunflower seeds on everything. Cereal, soup, salads, even pastas.
Isn't that fattening?
No, absolutely not. They're virtually cholesterol-free, and they can be part of a healthy diet. And Planters is introducing four great new products. Vanilla peanuts, cinnamon peanuts, hickory smoked almonds, and dry roasted sunflower seeds.
Sounds delicious.
Available soon at a store near you.
Our top story. You may be surprised to learn, after Walkerton and North Battleford, that there's no legal requirement to inform the public whether or not your drinking water is safe, even if tests show a problem. The federal Tories are hoping to change that by tabling a motion in the House of Commons today calling for Canada's drinking water guidelines to become law. The motion calls for municipalities to be forced to inform the public as quickly as possible of any test results that fail the water quality guidelines issued by Health Canada. Meantime, a report on the water and sewage treatment plants in North Battleford is due to be released any time now. Mayor Wayne Ray has seen the report and says it contains a recommendation calling for more frequent testing of tap water. City Council meets tonight to talk about the report and the parasite in the drinking water that may be linked to the deaths of three people. A boil water advisory remains in effect in Grand Prairie, Alberta. A regional health official says the advisory will stay in effect until results of a second test come back, likely today. The pump at the local treatment plant malfunctioned for up to 10 hours Thursday before staff discovered water turbidity levels had reached unacceptable standards. Coincidentally, a federal government scientist says Canadians must change their thinking if they want to stop the decline in the quality of their drinking water. John Lawrence, the director of the National Water Research Institute, says we need to start thinking of big-scale agriculture as being less like farms and more like factories. He says the guidelines for agricultural practices were developed on the basis of small-scale farms, which is no longer appropriate.
More thoughts on water. As the cottage opening and camping season begins, a Manitoba politician thinks it's time to help preserve the getaway. As we hear from Duncan Stokes at 1290 Starlight Winnipeg, a senator thinks personal watercraft should not be allowed on many rivers and lakes.
A Manitoba senator is fighting to grant communities and cottage owners across Canada the right to ban personal watercraft. Senator Mira Spivak's proposed bill would let residents ban or regulate machines such as jet skis and sea-doos from lakes and rivers. She calls them dangerous and a source of air and noise pollution. Spivak owns a cottage at West Hawk Lake where Manitoba's first and only personal watercraft fatality occurred three summers ago. Lakes, rivers, and waterways are right now under federal jurisdiction. Existing legislation allows communities to ban or restrict powerboats and water skiers, but have no authority to regulate personal watercraft.
The Canadian Force is looking at a $300 million tab to repair military housing across the country. Government documents detail the need to replace or repair everything from furnaces to wiring, foundations, roofs, doors, and windows. The most money would be spent in Ontario, $79 million, and in New Brunswick at almost $63 million.
10 previously unsung heroes have had their ashes sprinkled at sea in a moving ceremony along the East Coast. Doug Reynolds has the story from CJCH Halifax.
As one man put it, it's fitting for a Navy man to be buried at sea. The ashes of 10 sailors were returned to the waters where they once risked their lives during the Battle of the Atlantic years ago. Small boxes containing the remains of 9 former Navy men and a merchant mariner slipped from a flag-draped board into the waters of Halifax Harbor. The Royal Canadian Navy and Merchant Navy made nearly 26,000 safe crossings of the Atlantic during the Second World War, carrying about 180 million tons of supplies to Great Britain.
The frightening topic of spinal cord injury gets some high-profile discussion again. Actor Christopher Reeve, perhaps the world's best-known survivor of severe spinal cord injury, has mesmerized a gathering in Montreal. Richard Dagenet of Oldies 990 has the story.
The actor says the U.S. healthcare system could learn a lot from Canada's example because he believes it takes into account what human suffering is. Reeve also praised the efforts of Canadian researchers to seek possible ways of regenerating damaged spinal cords and says Canada's been tackling the issue of stem cell research in a quieter and more sensible way than in the U.S., where he says unreasonable attitudes get in the way of American brains, money, and facilities. The actor, best known for his Superman roles, is a quadriplegic as a result of a 1995 riding accident.
Reeve has also announced the establishment of the Barbara Turnbull Award for Spinal Cord Research. It's worth $150,000 a year, named for Torontonian Barbara Turnbull. Michael?
Volunteers, police officers, and tracking dogs spent the weekend searching for a missing 5-year-old girl in Lethbridge, Alberta, but failed to find a trace. Jessica Koopmans vanished Friday afternoon after telling her mother she was going out to play with a friend.
Across the country this afternoon, listeners will hear radio history. This is a very significant day in Canadian radio. After 44 years of playing rock and roll music, 1050 Chum is changing. At 3 o'clock this afternoon, 1050 Chum becomes Team 1050, the flagship of the Team Sports Radio Network. The team will also be heard on Chum Group or affiliated stations in Vancouver, Calgary, Winnipeg, Kitchener, Peterborough, Ottawa, Montreal, and Halifax. But nowhere is the change as significant as right here at 1050 Chum Toronto. You know Chum invented rock and roll radio in Canada. Chum is Canada's very first top 40 radio station, and it all began 44 years ago. The biggest stars on record and on air have worked at Chum, a history we've been reliving the past several weeks. Now, a final loving reflection on 1050 Chum. We start with 1050 Chum's Kim Geddes.
Now, I know this is the kind of weather you like.
By the time the Bear, Terry Steele, hit the air, 1050 Chum was a way of life. Started by Alan Waters in 1957, 1050 Chum was the voice of rock and roll in Canada. His friends thought he was crazy switching to a top 40 format, but Mr. Waters knew he had something here. The kids were going wild over the likes of Elvis Presley and Jerry Lee Lewis. It wasn't easy. He had to throw away the old music, but as Mr. Waters explained to Chum News director Brian Thomas, the jocks finally started spinning the hits.
You couldn't leave them lying around because one of those jocks would have them and be playing it all of a sudden. And the secret was for top 40 was you had to play 40 records, not 50 or 30 or you had to play 40 and play them, just keep playing them.
And the idea caught on. Not only did everyone want to listen to 1050 Chum, but they wanted to work there too. The world's most famous disc jockey, Dick Clark, was one of them.
They have Chum, the most powerful radio station of its kind in North America, say we want you to be part of the staff. That was pretty doggone exciting. I mean, I have a lot of good stuff happening in my life, but this was a new stage in my life. I mean, to be on the Chum chart with the rest of the guys, I still have my Chum chart. It's framed here in the office somewhere.
It was a way of life, says Sam Snyderman of Sam the Record Man. His business grew right along with Chum.
The Chum chart, I think, was the beginning of having something happen that would bring forth the image of Canadian radio.
It's all right.
Chum showcased some of the biggest names in rock and roll at the time, like Donny Osmond, who at 14 was so popular he was snuck out the back to escape a mob of screaming girls. He looks back fondly with Chum News director Brian Thomas.
We've had hundreds and hundreds of people call to tell us what their favorite memory of Chum was, and there were two that go to the very top of the list. One was how they enjoyed Chum at the CNE, and two, Donny Osmond.
Gotta be kidding.
That's absolutely the truth.
I consider that an honor. Thank you very much.
1050 Chum.
The history of Chum will live on. At 3 o'clock this afternoon, after we play the final song ever, the music and the memories move online to 1050chum.com. The future on air on 1050 is The Team. A look ahead with 1050 Chum's Doug Beaumont.
It's a whole new sound for 1050.
This is Canada's Sports Radio Network, 24/7. The Team. Full contact radio.
So what is The Team? Well, it is a sports radio network, a first for Canada. And 1050 Chum will become Team 1050, the flagship station. Chum Group Radio President Jim Waters says it's a tough decision. His father, Alan, was the one responsible for turning Chum into a top 40 station in 1957. It was arguably the most important decision he's ever made. But times have changed. Chum is one of the last AM stations playing music. Jim Waters says, economically, it couldn't be done anymore.
We had a few stations across our group doing oldies, but none, they were kind of hanging on, but none really contributing to the profitability, I suppose, of the company. And after all, that is my responsibility somewhere along the line, is the profitability of the company.
So sports it will be. Paul Williams is vice president and general manager of the team. He says unlike a standalone station, a sports radio network has more clout.
And having a national network makes it much easier for us to attract the kind of guests, the people, the kind of sports personalities, the kind of people from sports that people across the country want to hear. And so we will have people on the air daily that will be relevant in Halifax and Vancouver.
Williams also points out men have been tuning into radio less and less the past 10 years as FM stations focus on women. He says simply, there's nothing for guys to listen to on radio until now.
As has been our way for 44 years at 1050 Chum, you get the final word.
Chum was the first radio station that we heard when we came to Canada.
It's almost nostalgic because I grew up on Chum charts. I remember sitting in the car reading a Chum chart wondering what was going to come on next.
Chum was a major, major influence in a lot of lives. You caused some riots with some of the guests you had and some of the contests you played.
And it was always 1050 Chum. I mean, when you went to Toronto, that's what you put on your dial, you know, so it was an icon. But we're older and things change, and I understand that. But it's still an icon.
Like we say, 1050 Chum forever. And that's the news across Canada. With Michael O'Brien at CFRA Ottawa, I'm Paul Cross at 1050 Chum Toronto.
Coast to coast in Canada, the Chum Radio Network National News has been brought to you by Planters Peanuts.
I'm Dan Blakely. The Toronto update is next on 1050 Chum.
As part of your stress management course, I'd like you to try a visualization exercise. Okay, imagine your daughter got a tattoo.
Right.
And a mohawk.
Yeah.
A purple mohawk.
Wow.
Good. Now imagine you've missed Lobster Fest at Red Lobster.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Don't miss Lobster Fest with everything from delicious artichoke lobster dip to the new lobster chop, tender split lobster tail wrapped around a jumbo sea scallop.
Actually, it ends May 20th.
Oh, perfect then.
Lobster Fest, only at Red Lobster. Go overboard.
1050 Chum Toronto update. We have traffic troubles. West 401 Collectors west of the 400. Also construction in the way. West Gardner Collectors between Islington and the 427. A somber and sweet day in the halls at Chum, as you've heard for weeks and dull morning now. We make the switch at 3 this afternoon from music to sports. From 1050 Chum to the Team 1050. Bob Lane and Duff Roman will continue taking you through the final 3 hours in a moment. Queen's Park determined to get extracurricular activities going again in our high schools. It's giving school boards another $50 million. And broadening the definition of teachers' instructional time so that those who supervise before and after school activities will be allowed to have that work included as part of their required class time. The government hoping it'll resolve the issue of increased workload that pushed the teachers to withdraw from extracurricular activities in the first place. A teenager remains in critical condition in hospital after a suppertime crash last night on Brimley Road. A car swerved across the center line and head-on into a minivan. Two teens were thrown from the car. One was killed. Neither had been wearing a seatbelt. The driver of the car was also killed. The dead teens identified as 16-year-old Asma Yudin of Markham and 17-year-old Faiza Hussein of Toronto. The van was flipped onto its roof. A pregnant woman inside is being treated for internal injuries. A man is nursing a sore leg. Going a little squirrely, more so than usual. Wildlife officials in the city say they're seeing more orphaned animals than ever before. Squirrels, rabbits, raccoons. The problem, they say, is nice people with good intentions. Trapping animals and taking them to a shelter is the right thing to do, they think. But often what happens is they trap the mother not knowing where her babies are. If you need advice on nuisance animals, call the Toronto Wildlife Center. Chum Sports, the Leafs can wrap things up with the Devils tonight at the Air Canada Center, a 3-2 series lead. Scott Niedermeyer made the trip north with the Devils. No definitive word on whether he'll play tonight, but with all the cards on the line, the betting is he might. Raptors take a couple of days off after winning Game 1 of their NBA tilt with the 76ers. Game 2 is Wednesday night. Jays back in action tomorrow night, back home to face the A's. Chum News time is 12:15.
The Chum News Files, part of the great 1050 Chum Homecoming.
Now this is it, our final news file feature, and we turn the microphone over to Chum's owner, Alan Waters. Chum Limited is a big company today with radio stations spanning coast to coast, as well as several TV stations, including City TV, and a number of specialty channels like Much Music and Bravo. But it all started with one station, 1050 Chum. As Alan Waters tells it, he caused quite a stir by turning Chum into a 24-hour top 40 station.
I remember how people phoned me, my friends all said I was crazy, and of course, the disc jockeys that were working on Chum, they didn't like it either. And so I had, it was very difficult to get them to play the 40 records only.
Mm-hmm.
They would sneak other records in. And I think the story has been told many times, but the only way I could get them to play only the 40 records, I took all of the rest of them and threw them out the back of the station.
Yes.
And gave them away. So there was only 40 records. They didn't have any, except even then they'd slip one in under their shirt and play it. Well, of course, I knew music at that time, and yeah. they couldn't get very far.
The man with whom it all began, Chum's patriarch, Alan Waters. Weather's next on the home of the Jays, 1050 Chum.
Take skirts to cleaners, wash the dog, pick up the kids, do the dishes, balance the books, feed the fish, plan the anniversary.
Hey, we know how busy you are, so come to GM Goodwrench for our maintenance package, and we'll make keeping your car on the road easy and hassle-free. Get a lube, oil, and filter, 15-point inspection, tire rotation, and more for only $39.95.
This is the dry cleaners calling. We're just wondering what you want us to do with your dog.
GM Goodwrench Service. Right on time. See newspaper for details.
Billy Koch.
Hey, Art. How you doing?
Good. Say, have you ever been to the Blue Jays website, Billy?
Yeah, you bet. All the time.
Says Billy Koch, born Rockville Center, New York, age 26.
Yep, that's me.
Went to Clemson, played on the 1996 U.S. Olympic team.
Yeah, it's all there.
Ever noticed anything missing from your bio?
No, not really.
See, Billy, on Fletch's page it says he likes to play guitar. Sack Man says he raises trotters in the off-season. Under Billy Koch, hobbies, special interests, nothing.
Well, they did ask me.
And what'd you say?
Pitching.
See, Billy, everyone knows you're a pitcher. The fans want to know a little bit about the guy behind the pitcher.
The guy behind the pitcher is the second baseman.
Billy Koch, hobby, stand-up comedian.
You folks have been a great audience. Thank you.
Don't forget the Rogers double play offer. Rent a video or game at Rogers Video and you get a 2-for-1 voucher for Blue Jays tickets. Buy one ticket, get your second one free until the end of June. For more information, just call 416-341-1234. More great moments in baseball.
1050 Chum weather, all over sunshine this afternoon and a high near 22. Clouds this evening, scattered showers near dawn tomorrow. Low tonight, 12. Showers and the chance of thunderstorms tomorrow, high about 20. I'm Dan Blakely. It's 16 degrees at 1050 Chum.
Hi, this is Mark Payne. I've been a Chum DJ since way, way back in 1992. That's right, I'm still a new guy on the block by Chum standards. And you're listening to 1050 Chum, the last show. Coming up this hour, more special guests, more great stories, and more Chum Chart hits, all commercial free. It's always been a great thrill to work here in the Chum building with some of the greats in radio history. Two of them are here right now to guide 1050 Chum on its final 3 hours into radio history. Here's Bob Lane and Duff Roman.
Bob Lane, Duff Roman, C-H-U-M, 1050 Toronto.
Only true in fairy tales, meant for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Hooked out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
The Monkees and I'm a Believer. Well, it was great to be around at the time that the Beatles, the Beach Boys, the Rolling Stones were all sort of at the top of the charts. And then out of nowhere, there was a casting call for four young mop-top type musicians to be part of a television show. And some people don't know that really the Monkees, as you know, Bob, didn't start out as a singing group. In fact, they didn't play their own instruments at the beginning, but the Monkees were a phenomenon in their own right, and they actually started to produce some pretty darn good records, including I Am a Believer. I had the honor of actually having breakfast with Mickey Dolenz at the Sherry Netherland Hotel in New York, and I remember him taking me to task for saying schedule. He'd say, what is that? And he'd say coffee for me and say couch. And that used to be the little code words to tell Canadians from the Americans. We used those vowels. But they were great guys. They had their own little following. It wasn't at the Beatles level, but there were a lot of young teenagers that lived and died by what the Monkees did.
And, of course, when the Monkees came to Toronto, like everybody else, 1050 Chum presented
it. There.
That's right. This is Bob Lane and Duff Roman. You're listening to 1050 Chum, the final hours.
1050 Chum, Toronto, C-H-U-M.
to the world.
Go, Bob, go.
Oh, listen, you know, if there was a shower here, I could sing. I do have to tell the audience something. All these great folks that are listening to us do whatever it is we're doing in these final hours.
Yes.
Duff and I are having lunch. This is what radio's all about. This is what we did when Duff and I worked all nights together, Duff at CKEY, me here at Chum. And at 3 o'clock in the morning, I would, because I could get out and Duff couldn't, I would take lunch down to Duff. And yeah. God help us if they ever found out that, A, we were talking to each other, or, B, that I was in that building. If Jack King Cook ever found that out.
Oh, you were sitting over in the corner, and a car would go by, because our studio was right on the street, as
That's
you know,
right.
with a little pane of glass. You couldn't do that now. You wouldn't trust the public.
And Duff used to say to me, sit in the corner in case Jack King Cook goes by.
And they'd see that car would creep by, and I'd say, Bob, the coast is not clear yet, but...
You never paid for those lunches, Duff.
After all these years.
Something I wanted to say. We have a dear friend of both of ours on the telephone. He was the promotions manager at Chum. In the very early 60s, and I think in the 50s as well, late 50s. And his name is Alan Farrell. Alan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I can hardly hear you, fellas, I've been listening to your show. Sounds great. I've been listening since 6 this morning.
Have
Congratulations for everything that's going on there.
Thanks, Al. Good to hear your voice, too. Are we taking you back in time, my friend?
Oh, boy. What a time. It's a roller coaster ride here. So I've been having all kinds of people phone me and say, have you been listening? I said, would you get off the damn phone? I'm trying to listen here.
Well,
what's going on. But I got a couple of pointers. You fellas sound like you might have a career there, you know, coming up.
God
radio.
Help us.
You mean actually on the air?
On the air, but I got two tips for you, and here are the two tips. One, pick up the pace, and the second is sock in the hits. Okay, got it?
Who does that sound like?
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Is he called yet?
No, he's actually out of town, unfortunately, so he's not going to be part of...
He's probably in a plane right now.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah,
well, I'm filling in for him, and you'll be getting a memo from me on this topic.
Al, before we forget, because I know we've got a few little things to chat with, I just tell, set your sort of position in context, and that is that you were the promotion director with one of the legendary program directors, Alan Slate. But the point I'm getting to is that you are authoring a book about the very period that Bob Lane and I worked our careers through. And you might even tell us when that might be available, because I think...
Okay, it's called The Chum Story, and it handles everything right from the very beginning up until the, some of the change that took place around 67. And it should be out about mid-September, I think.
Are we going to get any of the stories that we...
I'm hoping... Did you want me to talk about that a little bit, or what?
Just a bit, Al, but I just wondered if any of the stories that we don't dare put on the air are going to find their way into this book.
Absolutely.
How much do you want?
Well, the thing is, I just heard Alan Waters again on the air, and you know as well as I do that his favorite word is fun. So what I've tried to do is absolutely chock it full of funny stories and funny anecdotes, and as you just said, Duff, some of which we cannot tell on the air. And don't worry, Bob, there's some things that won't get told at all.
Thank you, Alan. I'm indebted to you forever.
Yeah, well, I was there too, you remember.
Well, I know that.
The book is going to be a lot of those, and it's going to have stories of each of the jocks, because this is very much it's an old cliche, but it's a people story. That's what Chum is. Most remarkable people that were there very early, and the remarkable people who are there today. So I'm going to tell lots of stuff about it, the background, if people remember things about the Brian Skinner and Al Belisca and Jungle and all those people. You fellas certainly, Big Mike Darrow, Johnson. And then I'm going to also take them through behind the scenes and things like the Chum Witch and what was going on at the exhibition. Oh, and by the way, I was going to say to tell you, fellas, that an absolute exclusive, I have got for the first time only, the recipe for honeydew drivers. At great expense to the management.
Now,
I managed to get it from John Sprague, of course, who was the creator, as you remember. And I think his first line was, well, first of all, in the recipe, you take the juice from a 40 of vodka. I think that's how it starts.
That was it. Alan, so the book's out in September.
Pardon me?
The book is out in September.
Yes.
And we will look forward to it. And thank you for taking a few moments out to talk to us today.
All right. Well, that's just absolutely fine. And it sounds good. And I would just like to say all the best of luck for the rest of the crew there going on with Team 1050. And I think that you two gentlemen and myself and everybody else who was there knows that the word team is absolutely apt, because if there ever was teamwork, it was at Radio Station Chum, and still is today. Anyway, all the best for everybody, and keep up the good work, guys.
Thank you.
Okay.
Alan Farrell, the promotions manager of 1050 Chum back in the 60s, when we log rolled and walked in water and all those stuff, the stuff we
That's right. Now, you said two great things. One, we know that the main ingredient of Chum, even today, was fun, but probably the Chum secret, which every one of our competitors wanted to know, really is team and teamwork.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And respect from the ownership and respect back to the ownership.
Yes,
and I think that played a big role, too. This is Bob Lane and Duff Roman. He's Duff Roman. I'm Bob Lane. You're listening to 1050 Chum, The Final Hours.
More and more people here, more and more music on CHUM 1050 Toronto.
Shake an apple off an apple tree. Shake a shake of sugar, but you'll never shake me. No siree. I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna run my fingers through your long black hair and squeeze you tighter than a grizzly bear. I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. Hide in the kitchen, hide in the hall. Ain't gonna do you no good at all. Cause once I catch you, I'm a kissing starts. A team of wild horses couldn't tear it apart. I'm gonna take a tiger from his daddy's side. So how our love is gonna keep us tied. Oh yeah. I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. Hide in the kitchen, hide in the hall. I ain't gonna do you no good at all. Cause once I catch you, I'm the kiss and the stars. I'm gonna stick like glue, yeah, yeah, because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna stick like glue, yeah, yeah, because I'm
Dan Blakely. A couple of things stick out in my mind from when I first started listening to Chum back in the 70s. One was Rodney the Rodent, who was on, I think, with J. Michael Wilson, his little sidekick, who was always getting into all kinds of mischief. The other thing I really remember is the time Chum gave away a cherry red Corvette, and there was no contest really lined up. It's just that everything came to a halt at 5 o'clock, I think, one afternoon, and everybody was urged to call in, and I think they took the 1,000th caller, and I just had visions of everybody around Toronto dialing frantically, trying to win this cherry red Corvette.
Venus.
That's Venus by The Shocking Blue.
Good back sell, Bob.
Not bad, not bad. Haven't really lost it. It's also 12:38 Chum Chime time. For those who remember the old days when we used to have chimes in the studio, and 11 o'clock at night in 1958 and 59, we did a program called Talent in Toronto. And we had two stars. The first was Lou Snyder, who played the piano. And after him was Billy O'Connor. But on the Lou Snyder show, which I was the announcer if I got in on time, and had more fun with the group. There were three of them. I can't remember the third, but the bass player was a man named Jack Richardson, who went on to stardom and is currently having a documentary done about his life. So welcome to the final hours of 1050 Chum, and thank you for coming over.
It's great to be here. There's a lot of history behind this one.
Great to have you here, Jack.
Yeah, you work just down the hall here, 11 o'clock every night, and you played the bass with Lou. And
with Billy O'Connor, too.
Was Billy in there?
Yeah,
You were with Billy, too.
Billy for a number of years, yes.
And Billy's still around, and
still
active, yeah. I'm told.
I was up visiting him about a week ago, I guess it was.
Really?
For the day, yeah.
How's he doing?
Still going strong.
Good. Well, I hope he's listening to this and knows that we remember him. And you also, you went from being the bass player for those two heavyweights into record production, which is more Duff's bailiwick, because Duff was in the record business, too.
Well, he sure did. And here's a fellow who had a very esteemed position, I think, with McCann Erickson, as I recall.
Yeah, I was account executive on the Coca-Cola account, and I became radio TV director there for a couple of years.
Jack, and I always had the feeling that when we came in with David Clayton Thomas to do that Coca-Cola commercial, that we helped you really get a taste for moving out of the corporate world and getting into rock and roll production big time. Because I remember you were one of the few people that could take charge of David Clayton Thomas, make him sing on key, and make him pay attention.
I always used to tell David, you can't outrun a 45, David, so be careful.
But those were rough days, Bob. I've never told you some of the real stories going on here. Good line, Jack.
Talk about your Guess Who days.
Yeah.
Well, the Guess Who actually came out of the McCann-Erickson relationship. I was doing all of Coca-Cola's, creating all of Coca-Cola's advertising at that point in time, the jingles and things of this nature. And we made a proposal to the client that we should get into something that gave us an opportunity to directly focus on a younger audience. And the advertising agency business at that time basically was structured on a one site, one sound, one sell philosophy. And we convinced the client at that point in time that we should take another look at it. And we eventually came up with our first effort with Bobby Curtola. Bobby became the spokesman for Coke.